Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 335, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 335. I choose to see my brother's sinlessness. Forgiveness is a choice. I never see my brother as he is, for that is far beyond perception. What I see in him is merely what I wish to see, because it stands for what I want to be the truth. It is to this alone that I respond, however much I seem to be impelled by outside happenings. I choose to see what I would look upon, and this I see, and only this. My brother's sinlessness shows me that I would look upon my own, and I will see it, having chosen to behold my brother in its holy light. What could restore your memory to me, Father, except to see my brother's sinlessness? His holiness reminds me that he was created one with me and like myself. In him I find my true self, and in your Son I find the memory of you as well. Amen. I choose to see my brother's sinlessness. As I contemplate this lesson, I allow it to sink in deeply that what I see in my brother is merely what I wish to see. It's not what is really there. It's just what I wish to see. And then I look at this sentence. It says, because it stands for what I want to be the truth. What do I want to be the truth? Yesterday, I drove my husband to a store he wanted to go to. And there is a reoccurring theme where he gives directions when I'm driving and I take offense. And this morning, as I contemplate this lesson and this question, what do I want to be the truth? And that experience of the drive yesterday, I saw that I want to believe the thought, my life comes from the dream. The statement that I saw in the mind was that he wants to control my life. And I sat with that and was astonished. Wow. Is it an echo thought from the past? Or do I still want to believe this false desire that my life comes from this dream? And when I shift into right-minded thinking by getting grounded in truth, I ground myself in truth using the I am that query or simply the awareness of awareness. and I allow that to ground me in the truth. And when I'm grounded, the desire that life comes from the dream completely falls away and is not even possible. And I ask, why does it happen with him? It's because I want to see him as sinful. I don't want to see his sinlessness, but why? If I see him sinless, I have to see my own sinlessness, and I have to let go of wanting life to come from the dream. And I hear the thought, I'm not ready to let go of the dream. And I recognize that this is ego thought, not my truth. I am ready. I came into existence with my Creator, without a dream. Laying the dream aside doesn't impact me at all. I deeply want to see the sinlessness in my brother. I want to lay aside the fear. I want to not listen to the fear that the ego whispers into the ear. Today, I want to have faith and trust in my Creator. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to have the faith and the trust that I know I have. Help me to remember and want in each instant to want to see my brother sinless. My brother is me, just from a different vantage point. I have adopted different vantage points, and it is the same ego fear speaking to all of the vantage points. Help me today to stop believing in the ego fear, and instead remember only that the love that created me is love. Only love. Help me to remember in each instant, every moment, that life doesn't come from the dream. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We ground ourselves in our truth. The truth that we are only love, eternal beings. We know no fear. As a thought comes up, we simply notice and let it go on its way. If we find we've been distracted by a thought stream, we simply return to our grounding in truth. And while we are in the grounding of truth, we ask ourselves deeply, what do we truly want above all else? Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in being grounded in our truth, remembering deeply we are what we truly want. Namaste.